Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 88 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. It's a rainy day here in Northern Virginia. Hopefully I won't get rained out on this. There's a slight break in the clouds here. But this episode is about cost-benefit analysis, this very simple idea, the simple concept of measuring the costs of a policy versus the benefits. You know, what are the benefits that we're going to achieve and what are the costs? And, you know, we all do this in everyday life. We do this every day, all the time. We think, you know, should I run across this street with traffic going? I mean, what are the benefits? If I run now, what are the benefits? I'm going to get over there sooner. That's the possible benefit. The cost? I might die. I might get hit by a car. So, yeah, the cost kind of outweighs the benefits. I'm going to hold off and maybe I'll wait for a break in the traffic or something. You know, so we all do this on a regular basis. But I really don't think that Democrats have any idea about this concept whatsoever. They seem to not have any understanding of the basic idea of doing a cost-benefit analysis. And we saw this during COVID, where the Democrats believed in fighting COVID at all costs. The benefit was we're all going to be safe from COVID. But what were the costs? The costs were we were essentially deprived of everything that made life worth living, right? Everything. You know, seeing your friends, going out to dinner, going to the movies, seeing relatives, traveling, going to a show, playing sports, watching sports, you know, everything. Everything was sacrificed on the altar of defeating COVID. And of course, in order to sort of tilt the scales, what did they do? They had to exaggerate the benefits of fighting COVID, because and how did they do that? They did that by exaggerating the dangers of COVID. Basically, they said that the benefit was going to be, the danger was we're all going to die. I mean, everybody's going to die from COVID. So the benefit is we're going to save everybody's life. Wow, that's a huge benefit. We're saving everybody's lives. And of course, yes, there will be costs. There will be, but we have to pay those costs because the benefits are so high. Well, of course, that was a complete lie. COVID was not going to kill everybody. COVID was only dangerous for a very, very small sliver of the population. And even those people could have been easily more protected with basic preventative measures that I've talked about before. And so it was a complete lie. It was a complete scam. They wanted to do these things, and they wanted, and you know, we can talk about why they wanted to do those things, but the bottom line is if they even did a cost-benefit analysis, they lied about the calculation, and they skewed the calculation so that most people agreed with, yes, we have to absorb these costs. Of course, most people didn't understand the costs that they were absorbing. They didn't really realize it because, like I've said, Democrats are incredibly stupid people. They think that, it's just the economy. We're just going to shut down the economy. It's no big deal. The economy is just greedy, evil people, selfish people going to work and making money. That's all that the economy is. Well, I mean, intelligent people know that the economy is production. The economy is civilization itself. Everything that makes life worth living is part of civilization, part of the economy. So they basically destroyed civilization in order to save us from COVID. And so, you know, and we're seeing the same thing with climate change. And the reason why I wanted to do this episode was about because of the Dutch farmer protests, which you probably haven't heard of, but this huge protests in the Netherlands, because the farmers there are being told by the government and it's all about cutting nitrogen pollution, nitrogen fertilizer pollution. So the Dutch government wants the farmers to cut their pollution, I mean their fertilizer use, nitrogen fertilizer use by 30%. Now that is going to dramatically reduce the production of these farms. And they're all, a lot of them are gonna go out of business. And they're gonna have to get rid of about 30% of the farm animals. So this is all part of the left-wing anti-meat movement, and so the Dutch farmers are protesting, and the Canadians are doing the same thing now. Justin Trudeau announced that he wants the Canadian farmers to cut their nitrogen fertilizer use by about 30%, and that's all of this is going to dramatically reduce the amount of food that we have in the world. But the Democrats, and I'm talking about the Democrats as part of this, because they're all in favor of all this stuff, the Democrats are part of this worldwide left-wing environmentalist movement that doesn't balance the costs and the benefits. They don't care about the costs. Will be less food. Less food means higher food prices. It also means less food. So we're going to actually see if the Democrats, if the left wing all over the world is successful in this, we are going to see mass starvation and death. Human death. Mass human death. But the Democrats don't care, because they're obsessed with saving the planet. Gotta save the planet. The benefit is, and of course, they're doing the same thing where they're exaggerating the benefit by saying, well, we're all gonna die from climate change. I mean, we're all going to die. So if we have to do these things, it's gonna be painful, it's gonna be very difficult. And yeah, even some people will die, some people will starve to death, probably in the poorest countries, of course, because the rich countries can afford to survive this stuff. So the poor people in the third world are going to have to die, but of course we can bring them all into America and somehow magically save them, right? So, which is what they're doing, but they have no concept of the cost benefit analysis. And even if they do, they're ignoring it. They're ignoring the costs. They don't care if people die, because they are saving the planet. I've said this before about they're so blinded by, they're so focused on these high-minded messianic fantasies that they don't care if you die. They don't care. And we've seen this has been developing. Environmentalism used to be about making life better for humans. It used to be making the air cleaner, making the water cleaner, making the preserving wilderness, that kind of stuff. But it's not about that anymore. These left wingers, these Democrats, they don't care about humans anymore. They are interested in saving the planet, and they don't care if you die. They simply don't. Now, either that, or they're just really dumb and they're not doing the cost-benefit analysis. They're not measuring the costs against the benefits. And they're also not questioning any of these calculations, because they're believing these apocalyptic, we're all going to die from climate change predictions, and not questioning them at all. And so I think that this has been brewing for a long time. I mean, like I've said, the Democrats never, you'll never hear a Democrat say, I think we have enough regulations. I don't think we need any more regulations. You'll never hear a Democrat say that. And it's the same thing, we have clean air. Well, it's not clean enough. Gotta have more clean air. It has to be even cleaner. We need more regulations. And I did an episode on how the Democrats are the party of the continuous revolution. They gotta keep going. They'll never stop. No matter how clean the air is, they'll always say it needs to be cleaner. No matter how clean the water is, they'll always say it needs to be cleaner. No matter how much wilderness we're preserving, they'll always say, we need to preserve more wilderness. In fact, we need to, you know, now their big plan is to convert land back into wilderness, you know. And, you know, like I've said, I don't think that, going back to the nitrogen, I just want to make one quick point about nitrogen. I don't want to say that nitrogen pollution is not an issue, because it is an issue. That because I live here in Virginia, where we have the Chesapeake Bay, and there's a lot of problems with nitrogen fertilizer runoff into the bay. It's bad for the bay. They've got a problem in Florida with the manatees. But this all or nothing approach of the Democrats, where they just go all out and just plow just full steam ahead with these unbelievably disruptive policies, like electric cars, a great example. You know, we have such a tiny, tiny percentage of the cars on the road are electric, and already you're seeing people like California announcing, please don't charge your electric cars at between certain hours of the day. They're even saying that in Texas, please turn down your air conditioning. Please don't charge your electric cars. Imagine if the number of electric cars goes up by even a tiny, tiny bit. Imagine the destruction, the scarcity of the demand on the electric grid. And this is going to be the same thing with food. You know, we're going to see less food. And when you have less of something that is valuable, you get the users of it who are willing to pay the most will still get it. So, like I said, the poor countries are going to be the ones that suffer with a lack of food, and the poor people. And the same thing with you know, all this green energy, electric cars. The poor people are going to be the ones who don't get electricity, because they can't afford it. The prices are going to go up as it gets scarcer. Demand is not going to go down. So demand for food is not going to go down unless, you know, they can kill millions of us. But demand for food, demand for electricity is not going to go down. So if it doesn't go down, then but the quantity of it does. Or if the quantity doesn't expand with the expansion of our population. And look at America, look at what the Democrats are doing, and look at how many illegal immigrants the Democrats are bringing into America. They've all, you know, during Joe Biden's tenure so far, almost about 2 million new Americans, new illegal immigrants, are in this country. You know, those people are going to consume food and water and electricity. You know, all that stuff. So we need to expand the supply of all of our resources, not constrict them. But the Democrats are at the same time as they are expanding the demand for our resources in this country, they are doing everything they can to constrict the supply of those resources. And that's one of the things that's driving up prices. And it's only going to get much, much, much worse with these nitrogen rules. And look, this is what happened in Sri Lanka. I don't know if you've heard about Sri Lanka, but they did this about 2 years ago, and they cut their nitrogen fertilizer use about 2 years ago. And because that's what the World Economic Forum, you know, demanded. And what happened? All the farmers grew less food. And now the people of Sri Lanka are going hungry. And they basically, like, stormed the capital. And I think they set fire to the president's house. And they ran the government out of the parliament building. We're out of the capital city. It's basically a complete revolution in Sri Lanka. Now, Sri Lanka is this tiny little country, but it's something that we need to pay attention to, because that is what's going to happen all over the world if these people, you know, hopefully it'll happen if these people get their way. You know, we'll just rise up and get rid of these people. I mean, that's what we need to do. We need to revolt. against these people before we're starving, but we should probably do it at the ballot box before we're starving to death. You know, that's just my opinion. It's probably a bad idea to wait until you're starving to death to realize that these Democrats are going to lead you to the point where you're starving to death. So, all right, that's it. That's you know, the cost-benefit analysis, really simple concept that we should hold our politicians to, ask them to do simple cost-benefit analysis. What are the costs? What are the benefits? Are they worth it? You know, and I think that all the environmental rules that they want, you know, it's the same thing. You know, we've seen this by their, when you start to look at the details of their policies, the benefit is, you know, like a 0.2 or 2 degree difference, or 0.2 degree difference, a very small difference in temperature and global temperatures in the year 2100. Now that's, so they're basically going to destroy the economy, plunge us all into the dark ages in order to achieve this really tiny benefit 80 years in the future. And that's if their computer calculations or computer models are anywhere near accurate, which is a big if. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 88. You know, if you like this podcast, give me some good reviews, share it with some people, and I will keep going, and I'll see you on episode 89. All right, bye-bye.